See you, Cassandra. And we're live. Hi,
Yeah.
everyone. Welcome in a new intimate show. It's been a while, but we've picked it up again. And we have a special guest today, Samira Ahari. You see the name in the bottom. Whatever platform you're looking on, you can see both our references, our websites, profiles, and links to contact us. And let me shut down my email. I shut down my phone, but I forgot to shut down my email, not to have notifications. I will not say what we're going to talk about today. Probably already saw it in the description, but I would like first for Samira to introduce herself. Samira is from the Netherlands, so it's a small challenge for her to speak English, but she'll do fine. And anyway, you just need to open your heart and feel what we're going to say. Words are not that relevant. So, Samira,
I will try, Lotfi.
if you don't know a word, you just ask, you say it in Dutch and I'll translate, no problem.
And thank you for helping me in my English translation pronouncement. I live in the Netherlands and now 20 years. I was born in Belgium, but my parents are Moroccan, so I am also Arabic. And now my first time in English. So I love life. I love to discover everything. Let's do it together today. This
Beautiful.
adventure.
What is it you do for a living?
I help people who are searching for their mission in life, to find the purpose in life. And these people are professionals in business who are struggling, and they know that it's time to choose again, and but it's difficult to see what and which direction. So with transformational coaching, meditation, and leading them to their true self by learning them to be in touch with their inner self, their inner guide. So I am the outer guide, and I teach them to be connected with their inner guide.
Okay, and what is your audience? Who is your audience?
A man and female in business, professionals, all sorts of business, lots of leidinggevenden of ondernemers, entrepreneurs.
Yes, entrepreneurs, yes.
Yes, and people who are leaders. Dus zeg je dat goed?
Yeah,
Leaders, okay.
leaders. Today's subject is finding your ideal partner. We had a conversation last Friday where we had a catch up Zoom call, and spontaneously we decided to organize this live and a workshop in three modules that will start on December the 3rd. So it will be Friday, December the 3rd, the 10th and the 17th. If you're in Southeast Asia and Australia and New Zealand, it will be on Saturday the 4th and then 11th, 18th because of the time zone. And it actually originated from our life experiences, from what we've gone through, from what we see around us. And we didn't feel this time to organize something because there is a need, but because we felt to do it out of joy, which for the entrepreneurs who are watching is really important. Because when you focus on what you think the market needs, you're not working from here. You're not creating from passion, and you're not going to radiate. And yes, you may sell maybe a lot, but the quality is not going to be the same. The effect's not going to be the same. So I feel to share this because I know a lot of entrepreneurs will be watching, and you may feel like, yeah, when I do that thing that I really love, actually, I have success. Mm-hmm. And I feel much better and I get more energy from it, so I can do even more. And this brings me to the subject of today, because in short, when you are in a relationship, if you try to please, for example, the other, you're ignoring yourself, which means you don't feel that great. Yes, it may give you pleasure to see the other being happy, but at a certain moment it will start to eat you up from the inside. And just look at the different relationships you had, look around you, and you will see that most relationships, you see friction, you see that one of the two is not really happy, or both. And this is what we're going to talk about today, and this is also what the workshop will be about, to transform this, to be able to be joyful, to be happy, to be free, to radiate while being together without feeling limitations. Mm-hmm. Where most people is like, okay, I'll sacrifice myself here, sacrifice myself there. We do that at work, we do that even in friendships, we do it everywhere. And that's why so many people, when you go on public transport, you see that everyone, or in traffic, everyone, because we are so fucked up on the inside.
Yeah, we are not connected with our true self. We are lost. Yes. We are lost. And that's the reason that we are empty. It's the empty at a negative way. Eh? Not the emptiness. There is another emptiness. But where you are with your true self and everything is okay. But I mean, we feel an emptiness and we feel a need to fill that with expectations or from others. And so the we have to start to be still and listen to the voice inside and to the children. And we always say we have an inner child, but we have more. We have inner children. And you have a child that is always afraid, and a child that wants to play, and a child that loves to dream about the future and has a lot of imagination. So it's important to go back inside and to feel connected with every part in ourselves, so we can be a whole again and heal, zeg je dat? One again, and from oneness you can connect with another, with another's oneness, and not with another who is also divided, because then you get a lot of troubles when you are divided and not happy, and the other one is also not happy, then we are not happy together.
Because
the way it's always inside.
They look at complementing like two pieces of the puzzle, and now I'm whole because I found my other half. People literally say, my other half. Well, you're screwed then. Because if that other half has a problem, you have a problem as well. Because you say that you became one, but you're not complete by yourself.
Yeah.
Where if the two onenesses come together, even if somebody has his things, it will not, how say, contaminate you. You can feel it, you will observe it, but it will not all, you will not also be sick with the same illness.
It stays with the other. You can, in an intimate relationship, you share a lot of things, but you don't pick it up. It stays with the other because you know that the other can take it, can feel it. The other is complete, and the other knows I am complete. I share this with you, but I am full. I don't need you. I love to be with you, but I don't need anything but me. And that is knowing yourself. Yeah. And you get to know yourself in the relationships. So if you're not there yet, if you're still divided, that's no problem. In a relationship, if you are only willing to listen, to go inside, you can learn a lot from relationships. So it's important to not be scared to make the connection and to go out there and just to try it. You don't have to wait till you're perfect or feel whole.
Oh yeah, there is this expression in Dutch, wacht tot je een ons weegt. Waiting till you weigh an ounce. Good luck with that. Actually, when we look at friendships, there is a higher chance to find already something close to that in friendships, in certain friendships. Mm-hmm. Because the expectations are less intense than when you're in a partnership. So just look at your relationship with your best friend, if it's a healthy one, of course, and you may see certain aspects, and you may see that you actually express yourself, you express your needs, mm-hmm. you say what's important to you, and you're not afraid that he or she will get offended that easily. Where in a love relationship, we often act from fear, like I don't want to lose the person, or I want the person to still love me, to still like me. If I say I don't like what he or she cooked, they may get offended. And then, yeah, whatever thoughts you have that may come from that. Mm-hmm. And in friendships, we say, hey, what you just cooked, that's really shit. And you can say that, and you say to the spider, the person will be like, arr. But it's okay, the friendship will not be affected. So why is it that we can do it in a friendship and not in a love relationship?
It's fear. And fear. But
why is it fear in one and less fear in the other?
Because it's more closer. It's more closer to you. And in an intimate relationship, it is more closer, so you can lose more. And in a normal friendship, you think, yeah, there are a lot of fish in the sea. Hey, so if somebody leaves, okay, you have a lot of friends. And with very close friends, it's also difficult. It can be difficult with somebody who is for a long time in your life. But with intimate relationships, you share so much on different levels. So if you lose the person, that's scary. That's very logical thought. But it's important to talk about these things with each other, also in the relationship, and to just when you see something happens, like an expectation from the other, to say, let's talk about this. I see that you put here an expectation, but it's yours. It's not mine. This is not what I want. I don't want to take it over. So please take it back. So the other can think about that. But in most cases, it's unconscious that another puts there an expectation. So you have to talk about this so that the other can see that and can take it back. So there is a space to connect again in a healthy way. So what is hidden, it's all unconscious, and we have to open and willing to look at those things, to bring light into it. So it's not een blokkade, zeg je dat? It's not
blockage, not a blockage.
Yeah, not a blockage. It's not going to limit you in your love relation, because you want to be happy together. You want to feel relaxed and doing fun things and feeling joy and loving each other. So when we open our heart to look at that, and we try to talk about this, then you will attract more people with an open heart who are willing to look inside. And it can be that a partner will leave because it just, you are on so different level and the other is not prepared to look inside. You can't push another. You can just say, this is what I want for me, and I like you to look at yourself and to look at this. Let's do this together. But if the other is afraid to look inside, because why are people afraid to look inside? That's because of the past. There is a lot of trauma and pain, and deep inside, deep inside, we feel guilty. We feel like I did something wrong, so I am guilty. And if I am guilty, somebody can punish me. So when there is a moment I am happy, it is possible that the happiness is going to be over because I am guilty. So somebody is going to punish me. So we are never relaxed. And everybody decides for him or her to go inside or not. There are people who will never go inside. They wait until they're almost going to die, and then they see everything. And there are other people, they are just tired. And like me, I was 11 years ago, I was so tired by searching happiness outside myself. And I couldn't anymore. I became sick, so I had to go inside. And then I discovered all the limitations and all the beliefs that are limited. And I went into the process of cleaning so I gave space to the truth from the inner self. And the truth is, I am not guilty. I was never guilty. I did nothing wrong. And you and everybody else, nobody is guilty. So that is, we are connected with our inner self, with the source, no matter what we do, no matter what we say or have or don't have, we are always connected with the source, and we are one in that source. And the source, we call this love, with big letters.
Capital
letters. Call it God.
It's interesting that we landed here, because before this live, I recorded a video. It's up on my Patreon page. It will be up, I think, in December for the non-paying clients, and it is about being in neutrality. In short, I have been, like everyone, feeling very guilty about things I did, people I hurt, and I forgave myself at a certain point. I forgave those who hurt me, but that was not enough. And a few weeks ago, I, in a meditation, spontaneously could step into neutrality. And that was possible because I saw the bigger picture. And I saw that everything is okay, because it's all part of the plan, it's all part of our life lessons. Every pain I experienced in the past taught me something. I may not have seen it in the moment. Definitely not in the moment when I was young, because then I was like, oh, it's drama, end of the world, I'm hurt, I'm whatever, bad person, this, bad person, that. Mm. But looking back, and this everyone can do, look back at things that ended, things that you lost, and see what space that created for new things to come in your life, things that were probably better in the end. And that shows you that the judgment we can let go of. Mm-hmm. The polarity of good and bad, hatred and love, all those things we can let go of them.
Yeah. Let go of the stories and the analyzes. They are not important. Just feel what you feel. If you feel fear, feel it. If you feel guilt, feel it. Feel it in your body. And you don't have to let it go. It solves itself. It goes. You don't do anything. You just look at it and say, okay, this is what I feel. Oh, interesting. I feel it here. Oh, I feel pain. Oh, okay. Breathe in, breathe out. That's all. Give it your attention and your love. And don't look at the story. Don't take the story out of the archives. It's old, you know. It's old, and we are now in a new time. In this time, we are saying bye to the old world on so many levels. On so many levels globally. So just look at it and say to yourself, no, that's old. I'm not gonna pick it up. I don't have to understand why and how, but now I'm going to feel everything and just let it be. And then you will feel inner space and the truth will come to you. Also in guiding, and in, if there is, how do you say that? An verlangen?
A desire.
A desire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you are not in a relationship and there is a desire deep inside to connect yourself with another, and you can see that in the desire by desire for having children. There are people who really, really want to have a child. And that actually stands for being connected with the source. So you don't have to have a child to be. You can also just go back to the essence, and that is going to the source. And if you're connected to the source, it is possible that you still want to have a child, or that you say, "Van, hey, it's not important for me anymore because I feel whole and connected." And the same with the relationships. If you really feel a need, I need, and you have, you see somebody, and now, and then you say goodbye because it doesn't work, and you see somebody else. There is a need, then it's better to just put a step back. And just wait and just feel the need and make the connection with the source. And then when you feel, I would love to share my life with somebody, or sit together on the couch watching TV, and you see a romantic movie and you think, oh, wow, I really want this. Just let the desire be. Go to the desire in your body and in your heart, or in your belly, back and bottom.
Yeah, your back, the hips, the your bassin. I don't know. Now I have all different languages coming through my head. Yeah. The part between your hips, where you have person's chakra. Yeah.
So just feel it. Feel the desire, and feel the connection with the source. And the source will bring it to you, the person, the right person. And I can tell you from personal experience, also from my partner, for example, he was a year ago, he was divorced and he was dating. And he's not a type for many girlfriends. He really wanted the connection. So one time in December, he was sitting and he looked up the sky in his garden with a fire, and now the new year was coming. So he said, and he had done a lot of work, inner work for himself. He did Reiki and all the other courses to be whole again inside. So he felt the desire to share his life, and he said, next year, I want to meet my soulmate and my wife. And then he said, and it is okay when she's not origin Netherlands, if she's, zeg je dat, een buitenlander?
A foreigner.
Yeah. That's okay if she's a foreigner. That's okay. And so in that year, we met each other. So yeah, it's magical. When you get empty and when you you do your work, and the work is inner work, that's all, that's our responsibility. We don't have to build big things. We just have to be still and prepare, prepared to go inside and to feel the fear. Not to be afraid for the fear, but to feel the fear and the guilt and everything. And it will solve itself because you're not alone. It's your inner guidance who's always there. He just waits until you give up, until you say, okay, I tried a lot of things on my own. It doesn't work. I'm tired. I'm sick. I just want to be happy. Please help me. And when you're in that state, you can go inside and just ask anything what you want. And if it's in your plan, in your destination to experience some things, you will experience that. So we never have to be afraid. We never have to be afraid for anything, for a disease or a war or what now happens, because if your destination is your destination, there is a big plan where there is a collective where we all have our place in it, and we experience inner peace when we are willing to just take our own little space in the big plan, in the collective. And also about love and finding your partner, if that is your real desire to connect with somebody, because we are not a body, we are spirit, and we experience a body, and it is very magical to be spirit. And to experience a body and other bodies, and to experience and exchange love. It's very, very, very beautiful. So we are here to experience that, to share that with each other, knowing that we are not separate bodies with traumas, and that we can live from that freedom and that onuitputtelijk, onbegrensd, without border,
without limitation.
Without limitation, we can enjoy without limitation, because we are we come from that source where there is no limitation, where there is only love.
I can feel it through my all here,
and that's what we're gonna do in the workshop. We're going to work people who are willing to choose for the new earth, like Eckhart Tolle says, the new earth, and who have a desire to connect with somebody as a spirit in a body with another body, to share life here on earth in peace, in love. We're going to make in the workshop, we're going to travel together, and it will it will bring a lot of insights and a lot of inner space. So, and for me, it's the first time I will do this in English. Normally, I do this at home. I have my business at home. I don't work online normally, only if somebody lives very far away, I can do that online. So this is for me, it's not a thought, it was creation. I was talking with you last week and I thought, we know each other now for a couple of years, and I always thought we are going to do something together. There will be a time and we're going to do something. So, and now is the time, let's do it.
Yes, yes, you have a beautiful office that you created, very comfortable, and people can see pictures on your LinkedIn profile. They can, if they look on your newsfeed there, they can see what you have, yeah, where they can go and feel really comfortable. Mm-hmm. And the workshop, what I want to emphasize is that it's not a theoretical thing. You will not just be listening and taking notes. You'll be very involved. You'll be doing the work. We'll be guiding you, inspiring you, but you will be really going inwards. There will be meditations involved. There will be exercise involved, questions that you need to answer for yourself. Mm-hmm. Because it's inner work. We cannot resolve whatever you feel to resolve for you. We cannot go and open a cabinet and look on one of the shelves and grab a partner for you and say, hey, here's your ideal partner. Mm-hmm. No. When you are whole, when you find your inner balance, when you find your inner peace, which is crucial, the inner peace comes with the inner balance, then in peace, you can meet another person who's mm-hmm. also in peace. And when two people are in peace, automatically, you have a very peaceful relationship.
Yeah, and but you bring peace. You bring peace into the world and
yes, everywhere at work, in your other relationships, in your family, everywhere. Yes, it's and that is what we're going to work on, and it's going to be 3 evenings. Okay, maybe mornings for you, depending where you are. 3 modules. We recommend strongly to do all 3. You can choose to do only 1 or 2 if you are time restricted. Actually, will we be having a recording so people can actually look back and redo the exercises?
I don't know yet.
Okay. So, this will let you know later. But when doing all 3 modules, you will do the whole journey. Mm-hmm. We have a certain structure. There's a link in the description which says where you can find all the details. It's the first link in the whole list because the other links are from our website and so. There you will see what the 3 modules include. Actually, I can... I brought it up here. So module 1 is self boundary awareness, and the beauty of this is it's not just for in your love relationship, it's in general. You use this everywhere, at work, with friends, wherever you go, it's useful, and it will bring you not just the peace in the relationship but also the peace in the rest of your life. So this is going to influence your whole life actually. And we will discover your desires. I mean, you will discover your desires. What is it you really want? Because often we say, I want to have a partner. Okay, what for? And then you say something, okay, what will that bring you? Like, if you say, I don't want to watch movies alone anymore. I mean, I used to say that. Last year, I was like, I'm so bored of watching a fun movie and then being alone, not being able to laugh with somebody about it, or look at someone like, yeah, this is really funny. But what I was looking for was companionship in that moment. Other moments, what I was looking for was connection. But connection is a tricky one because we are looking for connection outwards when we don't have the connection inwards with ourselves. And that's part of the workshop as well, is also making this one. So because when you have your oneness, your connection within yourself, then it's easier to connect with others from the heart, from the soul. It's going to be a more truthful connection. And then there will be meditation. There will be space for Q&As, for questions that you have in the moment when they come up, but also the next week. I mean, yeah, you had it last week and then you started doing things, you started implementing things in your life, and then you have questions like, oh, okay, well, I started implementing it, but now I'm running into this and that. Of course, there's time for these questions. So module two, we'll start with how was last week? What came up? This is really important because it's about you not just doing the work in the workshop, but also implementing in your daily life what you're learning. It's, if you want to run the marathon, you need to train, you need to practice. And that's what you're going to do. But that's also the fun part, because you're going to learn new fun things, and so you can have more fun in your daily life by practicing them. In module two, having the power to make the necessary changes in your life / love life. So it's finding your inner power. And when you talk about power, it's not about force and forcing things. No, it's the power that's also the life energy and the creative energy. That kind of power we're talking about. And then using that to create and manifest what you really desire.
And that we call Krager. That's the Krager. Innerlijke Krager. Hoe zeg
the
je dat?
Inner warrior.
The inner warrior. And an inner warrior is very, very special because he's so strong, everybody sees him and thinks, whoa, okay. So he's so strong, but he's prepared to take the battle. But because he's so in peace, he never has to fight. That's the inner warrior. So when you are connected with your inner warrior, life is so easy.
Just look at dogs. Most of us, we see dogs. Which dogs do you see barking a lot and fighting a lot? The small ones, not the strong and powerful. Have you ever seen a lion fighting? Rarely. They're just peaceful.
Relaxed.
They know they have the power and they know nobody's going to screw with them.
And they have a very cute face. If you look at the very big dogs, lazy. If you look at the eyes, they are so relaxed. They are like Buddhas.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Okay, next workshop.
The other bullet point is connecting with your inner child. So we had the warrior, but also connecting with the inner child, which is that joyfulness. And you see that Samira, how she's laughing and feeling happy. And that's why also she's so colorful today. Actually, in general, you're always colorful.
Yeah, I'm always colorful.
and that inner child is your playfulness, is the joy of life. It's not being childish, but it's, yeah, you know what I mean. You see it in my face now. I don't know which words to use for it, but you can feel it. You know it when you have that thing in you, and yeah,
you just relax because you know there is nothing to fear. That's what it is. If you're not happy, then you are scared for something. Eh? And when we know who we truly are, there is nothing to search, there is nothing to fear. So you can just play. That's what children do. They are not thinking about the past. There is no past. They are not thinking about the future. And so if you just can be connected with yourself, and that's always in the present moment, always, because there is no future, that's only a thought about future. past is over. There's the past is not here, but we feel it. We take it with us in our bodies, and it leads to disease if we stay unconscious. So, and I think I am now. I did so a lot of inner work that I can say, I can just be relaxed and just be in the now with feeling everything what is so human. Like, is there a fear?
Okay. Emotions, everything.
Yeah, everything, including the fear, including the love, including everything, because that's what it means to be human on Earth. And I chose to come here to experience this. I could stay in the light without form, but I chose to for this, and I love it.
Beautiful.
Back to the workshop.
I realize it's also a topic that I included in my video this morning. It's funny how it's like, we are in flow with the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's letting the child within us play, because we didn't really prepare for this life. Like, we have a script and we have this question for you and that question. No, we just entered and we sat, we took a deep breath, and then I pressed go live. And this is just spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have fun. And that is letting the child within you play. And the playfulness is in the spontaneity. It's being in the here and now and not worrying about tomorrow or about yesterday, like you said. So this is a clear example of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have bullet point 3 in module 2 is connection with your partner. And if when you have your connection with yourself and your inner child, then it's easy to connect with your partner, especially if your partner has been doing the same, connecting with his inner child. Then
if you offer your future partner, can also mm-hmm. be a future partner.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, because we said for singles, but even if you're not single and you're watching this and you're like, actually I want to improve my relationship,
mm-hmm.
then this workshop will also help you.
Because
that's okay, because it's these things, you learn them for life. It's not like, now I'm in a bad relationship, I'll do this workshop after I step out of the relationship. No, start learning now. Change things.
Yes.
Change within yourself.
Yeah.
And whether your partner may be inspired or not,
mm-hmm.
it's irrelevant.
It's very simple. If it's if you feel that it this moves something in you, you can just ask also your inner self, is this something for me? You feel yes or you feel no, and you just follow that answer. And for me and for you, Lotfi, it's not about the results. It's about doing what we have to do now.
Journey.
And what will happen tomorrow, what we have to do tomorrow, we will hear that
and
tomorrow.
See.
Yeah. And then when we know what we have to do, we take action. And you did a lot of work to prepare this, and also on your website. That is the action that we do. That is knowledge. We know what to do. It's your thing. You love to create, and I do my thing in the workshop. I do my thing with the inner guidance, with my expertise, and then we just do what we have to do. That's all. And when we do what we have to do, we are happy. Because
I had a lot of fun
here
yesterday.
Yeah, we are here
the
for
graphics. Okay, I was tired a certain moment because there were so many possibilities. But in the end, I look at the result and I have a good feeling like, it looks nice, and I played with the colors. And yes, I applied what I've learned throughout the years, how to do things, and now it's easier and smoother, but it's the joy of doing it, because if I would not enjoy it, I would not be doing it.
Yeah. I feel that this is a beginning for more. This is just a beginning. So we'll see how it goes, and just be it is an adventure, and everything is okay, no matter what, now at this moment.
Yes, it is.
So welcome. I hope to welcome you.
Module 3. Intuitive connection and experiencing unity. So these things you already mentioned earlier in the talk, but the intuitive connection would like to touch. And yeah, you know, I'm intuitive.me is my brand. Some people see it in relationships like telepathy, but it's more that you just know and you feel the other. It can be that just half a sentence is enough. It can be that you just know what the need is of the other in the moment, that you just know that, okay, now I'm going to make a cup of tea for the other. And the other's like, ah, it's exactly what I needed. Because you do it from intuition. Mm-hmm. And this intuition, you can apply it everywhere again. So again, what you're learning in this workshop is not just for finding an ideal partner, having a better relationship, better love relationship. No, it's for improving the quality of your life, mm-hmm. which we both, that's our jobs also to inspire people and then to guide them when they're ready to take the step to learn how to improve the quality of the life.
And for the people who have children, everything what you, every transformation in you will also heal your children. And without, you don't have to explain things to them, but that's beautiful. When you become renew yourself, mm-hmm. that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna build a new structure. Then the environment and also so your children they will go in that flow, grow up in that flow, with and they will feel more joy than we in when we are very young. So. That I can see that with my own children. So I'm happy that the every step I take is also good for my children. And if you don't have children, but you want to have children, then you know that before dragen to have a child, for the women in your body. You will be prepared. That's so beautiful to do.
Yes, because there is the connection between the mother and the child, but also with the father, mm-hmm. where during the pregnancy, the child doesn't understand words, but the child feels the energies, mm-hmm. can feel the emotions from the mother and can feel the energies that she's experiencing and that's surrounding her. So it's very important that you clean yourself.
It's all in your aura with two people's aura when it's clean and you make a connection, then some people can see colors and you can see the colors from both sides connecting. And through different levels, the level of the heart, for example, is the colors green and roze. Hoe zeg je roze?
Pink.
Pink. Green and pink, very soft pink, like babies. The colors of babies are also green and pink. It's very, in innocence and very very kind, so also. Yeah, the connection will change and from a so different level.
Yeah, I'm happy that you have children because you can share this part of the experience. I would like to share the other side. For a long time, I had a difficult relationship with my father. We didn't understand each other. I had certain expectations, and I wanted him to see me and to value me for who I am and for what I'm doing. And of course, if you are looking for that, you're not going to get it. But the relationship really changed a lot when I started working on myself, when I found more inner peace, when I made peace with how my father is or was at that moment, then he started to change. Our relationship changed. And it's completely different from what it was 10 years ago. And so the transformation happens both ways, to the children, also to the parents, automatically to the friends and the colleagues, but also makes that you will attract new kind of people who are on your new frequency in your life. So that brings us also back to new life partner, new lover in your life will be on the frequency that you are on in that moment. So the higher your frequency, the more inner peace, the more inner balance you have, the more peaceful and more balanced will be the people that you attract in your life. Love life, friendships, colleagues, even the company you're gonna be hired at, there will be a different frequency. And I've experienced that a few times since I started working on myself. And it's really interesting to see how those things work, that you have a different kind of boss suddenly, used to a bully, and then suddenly you have one who's supporting you, with whom you can brainstorm and challenge each other and just be brutally honest. And even if you disagree on something, it's respectful. And so it's so important that we do that inner work, because it affects every aspect of our lives, and it contributes to more joy and pleasure in life. And that's what we all want. That we hear, that's why you're watching this video, because you want more joy in your life.
Yeah, and you see, that's why I like to work with people in business, also entrepreneurs, but also leaders. Because they can have a big impact on rules, government rules, for example. So I am open to people who are in that kind of business, so they can do a step back, reconnect, build a new structure inside, so they can build together with everybody a new world, with a new earth, like Tolle says.
Yes, because we influence everyone around us.
It is possible. It is possible. There are people, they say it's not possible. That's not true. It is possible to create together, to build together a new world, but it's impossible if you don't go inside. Then it will not happen.
Yes.
Because the ego does want us to go outside and to say, you are guilty. The past is the reason. My parents were the reason. The economy is the reason. Now you have to go inside. You are the reason. You. Nobody but you. You are responsible.
Taking ownership of your life.
Yes, and then you will see, when you are connected, you will feel guided. You don't have so a lot of people say, "Oh, okay, I'm responsible. Oh, I'm scared." No, just feel the fear, but you don't have to be scared, because you are guided with the Almighty, with the Source, and then you can do a lot of beautiful things. So you are very, very powerful, and you have to stop make yourself little. We have to stop that. It's time now, because the earth is screaming and people are dying, and there are still children who don't have food and home. So that is so stupid in this time, 2021, with so many possibilities. So we are responsible. We have to take our place in the big picture. We have to own it. And we own it by going inside and clean all the mess and all the things that they are not true. Just give them over and connect with the source again. And then with exercise and willingness, you will listen, you will hear your inner guidance speaks to you. And then you will feel, you will see where you have to go and what you have to do. And if it is with a partner or without, you will see it. Life will bring it to you. You don't have to search. It will bring it to you, but you have to be ready. And that's what we do, Latvi, is we will, our place in the big plan is to help other people get ready to do their thing. And this is my, I do this, I like this, this is my joy, and you do your thing. But it's all a place in the bigger plan. So the question is, are you ready? If you're not ready, you have to take action.
Yes. It's beautiful how you put it. It's
and in English, eh? In English.
Yes, in English. Congratulations. No, but this what you just said, this last few minutes, it's the reason why you and I and many others are doing what we're doing. The inspiring people, the motivating people, sharing our experiences, sharing what we've learned, so that more people can also step into their strength, mm-hmm. and start making a difference. And it's not always needed to be something big that you're doing, but you can put a lot of love in the small things you're doing as well. Mm-hmm. I will never forget that somewhere in the late 90s, I was in the metro on the way to work, and there was this lady standing, and she was crying. It was a deep cry, deep sadness. And I felt it, and it hurt me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. Actually, I wanted to go and just give her a hug, but I was early 20s, mid-20s. I didn't have the balls for that. Mm-hmm. So I waited till 10 seconds or 5 seconds before my station. And then I hoped to make eye contact, so I kept looking at her. And then suddenly she felt me, so she looked at me. And I gave her a warm smile, and I saw her change. Mm-hmm. And then I ran out of the metro. But that change, that I still remember. It was just a warm look, a warm smile. Mm-hmm. And that made a transformation.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Just knowing that, hey, you're not alone.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you're never alone. And that is something that we often forget.
Yeah.
But then we have beautiful friends, beautiful people in our lives, sometimes total strangers who show up and make us feel good.
Yeah.
And so I really encourage you to do something. Doesn't matter what you do. Do this workshop, do something else. You can find our services on our websites, but do something.
Yeah.
Make a change. Start making a difference in
your yourself.
Own life.
For yourself.
Yes.
Make it
in
for
your
yourself.
Life first. And you changing will affect others and will inspire others to also make changes, because I was inspired by my mentor for 10 years. he was just sharing his experiences. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And I would ask him questions. And from that, I would find my reasons to do my things, not copying him. No, mm-hmm. find my reasons to do what feels good for me. And yeah, I'm super grateful I had that mentor, because I'm here today for a big part thanks to him, supporting mm-hmm. me and guiding me for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But also all the other people who came on my path and who are still here also today, who are guiding me, supporting me, listening to me, sharing their experiences, inspiring me.
Mm-hmm.
And
they are all helpers, part of the spirit. They are sent from the spirit in bodies, and but they are actually the true self. They are you. There is actually no difference, but because we believe that we are separated from the source, that's why the source gives us helpers in a form, in a body. So we think, oh, he comes to help me, but actually that's only needed because we still believe that we are separate.
I'm not one, yeah.
But that's okay, because I also had my people around me. And it's a process that you will discover that all the helpers in bodies, in form, they will disappear. And helper is also like, for me is a helper, Eckhart Tolle. For many people, I think. And now I don't listen to him anymore, because I have the more connection, immediately direct connection. So for me, the need for helpers is gone. But that's because I had a long trip to this moment, so I did it all. And you just have to see, where am I now and what do I need? If you need helpers, you will get helpers. So you will get everything that you need by just take a step back and be still and feel everything. And let just your desire be. You don't need the words to explain to the source what do you... You are the source, so it knows what you desire. It knows everything. You just have to feel it, to feel it, and close your eyes and see it in front of you. And when I meditate, I close my eyes and I feel like it looks like I want to take a direction. I don't know that. I just close my eyes and I see it in front of me. And I just give it the space to be. And then I know life will bring everything I need to experience that. Because that's what we want. We are here to experience certain kind of things in a relationship, or in work, or in life in general. And I hope to be a small part in your process.
Yes, I hope the same. So I want to thank everyone for the time, for the listening. But I guess you should thank yourself for taking the time for yourself to actually get inspired, hear our sharings, and then take action. I want to thank Samira for cooperating with me on this one. It's a joy, it's a pleasure. And for those watching, if you feel to cooperate, whether doing something very interactive or having a spontaneous conversation or have a talk about intimacy and sexuality, simply contact me. You can see on my YouTube that I have these two shows, and they're very spontaneous. I had one last Monday. There's one coming again next Monday, and I feel there are more coming. So this is all coming from here, and there's connection, and then things get created.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to teach in the workshop, if you've paid attention, it's already what we are applying, what you've learned and what we're applying. So we're not talking theory, like I said, and that's why we're going to push you a little bit to apply as well. That's why it's going to be very interactive. So the link is in the description. You can read if you feel the need to read, and if you already know what that you want to do it. At the beginning of the page, there's a big button in orange that says register. And you can register, and there is the link to the payment page. You will see also what the prices are, and we have them linked to your geographical area, which is linked to a list of average income to make sure that it's affordable, even if you live in a country that's not as rich as Western Europe or North America. And yeah, if there are questions, just contact us, ask. If you don't ask, you will not get an answer. And you know, asking for help is the smart thing to do, is actually a sign of strength. It's not a weakness. So don't be afraid to ask. And we love to get your questions, because that inspires us more to give more, to share more. So in the description, or contact us directly. And we hope to see you in 2 weeks on Friday during the workshop.
Yeah, the first is the 3rd, December the 3rd. And the time zone, you can see that on the website of Lotfi.
And there's a link, if you don't recognize your time zone, there's a link, you can click it and you can type your own city name or a large city close to you. It will show you the hour.
Yeah, you did that very well, Lotfi.
Respect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good, everyone. Have a wonderful day, evening, afternoon, whenever you're watching this, and see you next time.
I would like to greet you in Arabic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace upon you, and God's mercy and blessings.
Beautiful. Thank you.